broken and unfair.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa announcing he won't seek re-election after his ninth term representing his California district. Earlier this week, California Congressman Ed Royce did the same. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
2-1 pitch from Shaw into left center. There it is. Rose has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
Saturday, March 31st, baseball's all-time hit king, Pete Rose, will take the stage at the Victory Theater and take you back to the golden era of baseball with stories of the sport's all-time greats. It's a multimedia experience with great stories that only Pete can tell. For tickets, go to the Ford Center or Ticketmaster, presented by Fox Sports Evansville 106.7.
There are a lot of awards for automobile manufacturers, Motor Trend, North American Auto Show, J.D. Powers, and others. And just like anybody, Ford likes to toot their own horn when they win one. So we're very proud to announce that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also taking home the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. But there's another award that doesn't get much play in the media. It's the People's Choice Award. And guess who's been the People's Choice? Not for just 1 year or even a record-breaking 2 years. The Ford F-Series trucks have been the People's Choice for 41 years running. This is Terry Warnick at Build Ops and Ford. And if you're in the market for a new truck, come take a test drive in a truck that's number one in all industries, including construction, mining, and farming. Ford F-Series, number one selling truck since Disco. Drive one at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BuildOpson.com.
Attention all brides-to-be. This Sunday, you can't miss the Wabash Valley Bridal and Prom Show at Adams Coliseum. Lots to plan, but don't stress. You'll have the chance to visit with the top vendors in the bridal and party industry. Florists, photographers, rental halls, caterers, DJs, and more. Don't miss this great opportunity Sunday. Doors open at 11, and brides-to-be, you'll have the chance to win a honeymoon trip to Myrtle Beach. So don't miss out. Brought to you by the Original Company Radio Stations.
The Florida Keys are open for business despite the wrath of Hurricane Irma back in September. I'm Jonathan Smith, owner of four radio stations in the fabulous Florida Keys. Our highway-accessible island chain off the southern tip of mainland Florida is known for sport fishing, diving, snorkeling, and our tropical weather. You can help us by vacationing here. Our economy depends on tourism. Check out keysstrong.org to see how to help otherwise. That's keysstrong.org. Thanks to this radio station for helping us spread the word about the fabulous Florida Keys.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, for the Big Ten Today, each weekday right here on WAOV. The Big Ten Conference is legendary with some of the most competitive teams in college athletics. Me and my team are here to keep you updated on all of them. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on the Talk of the Town, WAOV 97.7 FM.
Are you looking for news, weather, and sports without the wait? Click on to NewsKnoxCounty.com, your trusted source for local news, local sports, and local weather information 24/7. NewsKnoxCounty.com.
This community announcement on WAOV, presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. If you or your organization have an event that you want to get notice on, send it to us right here, 521 Busserin, Vincent, 47591. You can email it to news@originalcompany.com or fax it at 885-2604. Get your events in. We want to talk about it.
Weather forecast presented by NewsKnoxCounty.com. Click on NewsKnoxCounty.com for all the latest information. It's your one stop for what's going on at WAOV. NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with rain likely. Highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain. Lows in the lower 50s. Thursday, cloudy and breezy with rain likely. Highs in the low 60s. Rain, snow, and freezing rain and sleet Friday. Changing over to snow late in the afternoon. Breezy. Highs in the lower 30s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV at NewsOxCounty.com.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly and Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's Wednesday, Ask the Designer Day. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Station. I'm joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, Cher. How about you?
Not too bad for a Wednesday afternoon, I guess. A little dreary out there, but hey, it's warm compared to...
It could be worse.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yeah, I know the forecast isn't sounding so hot for the next few days, but you know... In my 20 years of working at NDOT, the weathermen didn't really always give a very good prediction. So I'm going to cross my fingers and bet on that we don't have the amount of weather that they're predicting at this point. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the one thing I've heard about the weather is that it's totally unpredictable because there's so many different factors that affect that cold front, the warm front, the highs and mm-hmm. the lows, and you know, all these winds and changing winds and things like that. They said that stuff gets pushed around real quick, and what they were predicting, looking at what might happen tomorrow, may not happen ever, and it might mm-hmm. happen tonight. I mean, they say it's really hard to predict the weather because it's so changeable and so easily affected by so many numerous different types of factors. So
yeah, absolutely. For
I take their word for it. I know they try to do a good job. I just kind of look how it looks when I get up in the morning and know what I'm going to deal with.
You know, I mean, everybody should be fairly prepared for winter weather at this point. I mean, we've lived here for many, many years. We know that you just never know. Sometimes it hits, it misses. But, you know, you just we're going to have to deal with it, whether it comes or not. And you know, you just get up and go and be smart.
I punch my weather button and, you know, find out what the weather's going to be so I know how to dress, whether to layer up or layer down or whatever, you know, needs to be for that day.
There you go. Layers are a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, with what I do, you know, I'm in the store a lot.
Right.
But I'm also out and delivering a lot. So you kind of have to be versatile, you know, Matt. I even keep a change of clothes at the store because if I have to go unload a truck down at the warehouse, for example, I can get my regular store clothes, you know, pretty dirty off a truck running over the road.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I keep a change there just in case I get really, really messy from a truck unloading or who knows what, you know.
Or even if you have a customer that comes in, you know, sometimes
I can always trip and fall down in a mud puddle.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. That'll happen to me, that's for sure. You know me, my middle name is not Grace by any means, but... Greg, so we've been talking about, you know, Christmas, and it's over. I mean, it's just January 10th, so it's not that far away. But so probably people might have taken down the Christmas decorations or starting to think about taking those down or winter decorations. What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about maybe looking at your room and rearranging a little bit just to give you a change of pace for the new year and... you know, this is a good time of year. You've made space for a Christmas tree.
Right.
You've probably just gotten it down. So you're kind of looking at the room thinking, let's see, do I need to do something different here? So I'm going to challenge everybody listening to think outside the box. Don't put the sofa right back where it was
okay.
before you put your Christmas tree up. Let's think about doing something different here.
Very good, very good. So any Christmas decorations, do you still have those on sale there at the store?
Nope.
Nope, they're all gone?
Everything's gone and put away and ready to be freshened up and used next year if we had some things left. And
fantastic. Yeah. That's great. So you had some really good specials there, and hopefully you had a lot of customers come in and take advantage of those great sales.
We're very grateful. We had a very nice Christmas this year.
You definitely had some beautiful displays and trees, and that's something very unique about Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery is that your decorations, trees and all, are always for sale.
Yeah.
That you can sell the tree naked, fully decorated. You can go in and install it for them there at their home. You can come and take it back and store it over the winter or over the summer. So you have a lot of unique offers that you have there at the store.
Right, right. I buy trees from about four different companies, so we can get lots of different types of trees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's thinking about, you know, that this year when they put their tree away, it's bad and sad and glad that they've gotten rid of it, you know, it's never too early to think about next year and think about what kind of tree you want.
So. Yeah, there you go. All right, all right. Well, we are going to go ahead and take our first break, and when we come back, then we're going to talk about rearranging things and seeing how we can just use what we've got to give a whole new look. So be sure and stay tuned.
Rush Limbaugh.
They have people doing it, don't know how to do it. I've often said, don't try this, you know, what I do at home. There's like clearly a bunch of rank amateurs over there. If ESPN wants to bring politics back, and if they want to do it right, and if they want to win with it, they should ask me.
Catch the Rush Limbaugh Show right here on 97.7 WAOV.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. That's 800-296-1253.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM, AM 1450, NewsKnoxCounty.com, WAOV Studios. If you are listening to us, we appreciate you tuning in. We're here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour. It's the Ask the Designer talk show. I'm Cher Elliott with the Original Company, joined by Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, we're here on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. We're thankful for all those that tune in. And we want to hear from you. What topics do you want us to discuss? Do you have a question about design, color, carpet, you name it? It doesn't have to even be home related or redecorating or designing. We want to help you out. We talk about hosting parties, table settings, entertaining. We even have our new favorite segment of our favorite recipe each show.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, we're
doing the new recipe thing this year.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, I bake so much and I cook so much. My kids are hoping that maybe I'll be paying attention, but we want to hear what you have to say. You can reach us a couple different ways. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and it takes you to our page where you can listen to us live from that page. You can listen to previous shows. They're listed there. And then also you can submit your topic of discussion from that page. You can also call me here at the station, 812-882-6060, or you can reach Greg at the store. And, Greg, how can they get a hold of you at the store?
812-886-4444.
very easy. And if he's not available, he has a fantastic staff of ladies there that'll be glad to take your name and information, and we'll take care of you. So before the break, we were talking about Christmas. It's in the past. We're moving on. We're looking for sunny skies and thinking about beaches and spring. So now's the perfect time to do what, Greg?
Rearrange that room. You know, do it a little bit different than it was before. You know, we all get kind of set in our ways, and we move the sofa over and make room for the Christmas tree, and then we move the sofa right back where it was. So this isn't always a good option. This time of year is a great time of year to experiment with your room a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you've probably had to get the vacuum out and clean up the stuff around, you know, from the Christmas decorations. Even if you have fake decorations, they still lose needles and this and that.
Yes, they do.
So, or a little bit of snow here and there. So, you know, you get that all cleaned up and you've kind of got your room disarranged because you vacuumed and cleaned everything up. So now let's talk about what to do with that sofa, okay? Now, the first thing people usually think about is placing the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they say, well, I've only got one cable outlet on one wall in one place.
True, you know. Very true.
All right, now, the thing about it is, if you think outside the box, that cable, that TV doesn't have to go right where that cable location is.
Mm-hmm, right.
You can buy any length of coaxial cable you need and put it in your room. So if you want it in the opposite corner of the room, you can run it along the baseboard, right down at the carpet.
Right.
And all the way around to the other corners on that same wall. Or if you need to go to another corner, you can turn a corner and you go, oh, well, I've got a window there or I've got a door there, okay? You just run the coaxial cable up the casing, across the top of the door, back down the other side. You're back down the floor again, and you can run that over to wherever you want it to be.
Oh.
With windows, normally you can do the same thing with a window because usually have side panels up on the window.
Right.
Or you have a table in front of that window a lot of times or a chair. So they wouldn't really see the coaxial cable go up the 2 feet of the wall space.
Sure.
If it's in an opening, that's when your little artificial silk plant comes in handy, little floor plant.
Yeah.
Set it there and hide that cable running up the wall and then run it around and run around to another corner or where you want it to be. So you don't want to think about, most of the time, I walk into a room and talk to a lady at her home, and she goes, the cable connection's right here, so the TV has to go here. But it really doesn't have to go there.
Yeah,
we can place it other places.
Well, and a lot of the TVs today are smart TVs. And so, you know, a lot of people, myself, I'm just using online stuff. So I connect my smart TV to the internet, and then I'm looking at Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime and my Fire Stick. It runs off the internet, so I don't even have to worry about a cable anymore. And I think, if I remember correctly, I've heard people say that some of the dish boxes now are Bluetoothed into televisions.
Yes.
So you're losing, you know, you're not having to deal with cables as much anymore. So that's good as well.
And then, you know, if you have that situation going on, like yours, then you can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Where's your sofa in your apartment now?
My sofa is on my largest wall.
Okay. And that's a normal place most people put it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had anywhere else in the apartment?
I did. I used it to kind of block off and make the living room, dining room area kind of separated.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't actually on a wall. It started at the end of where the kitchen ended, and I used it as the separator. So it made things feel a little smaller.
Right.
So when I, after we had that on the show, then I flipped those around and put it on the longer wall, and then I moved my love seat to that spot, that shorter, and made it as my separator. It's opened it up immensely.
Yes. Yeah. Usually does, you know. Now, do you have your love seat separator sitting straight out into the room, or do you have it angled out a little bit, kind of like in a wing position?
I have it actually squared.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a table behind it?
I do not, because that's
where it's reclining.
Yeah. Mine's are reclining, and I have the dining room table and the entrance into the kitchen just, you know, not too far behind it. So there's nothing behind it.
Okay. And that's okay. That's fine. You can even think about maybe sliding your sofa down a little bit.
Okay.
If you slide your sofa down a little bit, then you could wing that love seat out. In other words, kind of open an angle up.
Fan it out a little.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. That way it opens up your room a little more. It still keeps you open, still gives you a pathway behind.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of makes that seating area more inviting, so to speak.
Okay.
Because it's not so structured.
Sure, sure.
You open it up, it says come in and sit down.
Yes.
You keep it closed up, it says, well, here we are. You can sit on us, but not
but
quite as easily, you know.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Yeah, okay. I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're working with sofa only, you know, a lot of times I will challenge people to think about setting that sofa at an angle, a corner.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, not like a 45 to where you got this great big space behind your sofa, but more of a 33-degree angle or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then you could take a artificial tree or plant that you've got and set in that offset. And you kind of change your room arrangement that way.
That is a great idea.
Some rooms will work for this and some won't, obviously.
Right.
But it's just a thought to do something different for a change and do something a little different. You can also put your sofa on a short wall if you've got enough room for the full length of the sofa.
Okay. So you only want to do that if the sofa can go the entire
length. Yeah, you don't
of the
want
wall.
The sofa to stick out in
gotcha.
The doorway.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. I was in a house years ago, and there were several doors in this room, and the sofa was sitting in front of one of these doors.
Oh, okay.
And I said, have you always had the sofa there? She said, yeah. And I said, well, have you ever thought about moving it? She said, well, that's kind of where we set it when we moved in, and it just kind of stayed there because there's so many doors in here.
Yeah.
I didn't really know where to put it, and we decided that one door was just an extra door into the hallway, so we just set the sofa in front of it.
Okay, so they didn't need it, so they could
They didn't
it
need
off.
It,
yeah,
so
okay.
they could block it off, and it wasn't any big deal. But we rearranged her room, and all of a sudden opened up that other door, and she had more seating than she had before the previous way.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's why I tell people, think outside the box a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Also, think about pieces that you've got in that room that maybe shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. True. Sometimes we tend to overstock things into there.
Overstock, overstuff.
Yeah, overstuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, sometimes we've got an heirloom that we can't bear to part with.
Right.
So we think it's got to be in the living room. So a lot of times when I walk into a house for the first time and look at it, I'll see a cedar chest in the living room. Well, cedar chests really belong in bedrooms, not living rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest, do you have a spot for this in your bedroom? Oh, no. Got everything around the walls. There's no space for it. What about the end of the bed? They go, oh, there's nothing at the end of the bed.
There you go. Perfect.
I go, okay. Now, all of a sudden, your cedar chest has become a bed bench. You could add some pillows on top of it. Lean the pillows against the footboard.
There you
You've
go.
Got a pretty little seat at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
And you've opened up some space in your living room, so maybe you can put another chair in there.
True.
Very,
very good.
So start thinking outside the box. Think about those pieces that you've got in your living room that need to be other places, i.e. a lot of times places where I see things that people can place them. A back porch if it's enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they'll take a small table or great-grandma's square table that's too tall for a chair and too tall for a sofa arm, and you don't know what to do with it, but you can't part with it. You've got to keep it forever and ever. You know, in the corner of an enclosed back porch or the corner of an entryway.
Yeah.
You know, they can be very effective there. You can decorate them so they show off to their best advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you've kept grandma's antique table, but it doesn't have to be a part of your transitional living room because it's out of place there.
Very nice. Yeah, that's okay. Simple enough.
Another thing, ends of hallways are always a good spot for small family pieces. You know, if you've got a small console table that belonged to grandma, or a small curio cabinet, or I'm trying to think of some of the other older antique pieces, an old refrigerator even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can go at the end of the hallway, or you might have a spot in your kitchen for that antique refrigerator look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the end of the hallway, bedrooms, kitchens. Think about areas in your, if you've got a formal living room and a family room, think about moving it from the formal living room to a family room. It might be a little more casual. It might fit there better. Okay?
Makes sense.
Then the other thing that you sometimes do, and a lot of times I have clients that are around my age, in other words, their grandparents, you know, kids are starting, their grandchildren are starting a new home.
Yeah.
Give them an heirloom to start with.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
You know, and I always tell people, you know, be sure and write the story of that piece of furniture and tape it on the bottom of the table top or someplace on the piece of furniture so that it's left there for posterity, because that person may, you know, not remember it's there even. And when they move, they go, oh, yeah, this was Grandma Wilson's, you know.
Yeah, because I'm horrible with remembering things. So, yeah, writing it down is very important.
And attach it to that piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's no question on which piece of furniture it is.
Right.
And you're also sure of what it is.
Which grandparent gave it to you, or great-grandparent, or great-great-grandparent.
And about what year it was made, if you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a little story. And you know, you can always... And you can always write a little personal story about that. You know, you could put on there that this was given to me by my mother and her name. You know,
yeah.
So they know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her mother's or her dad's piece of furniture.
Okay. Yeah.
You've got
that lineage listed.
Then, you know, I used it in my home in Bicknell, Indiana for 60 years and passed it on to my granddaughter, you know.
Oh, neat.
In 2018, you know, and hopefully it will have a good home for many, many more years. And, you know, just leave a little message to posterity about what it is, where it's been, what you've done with it, how much you've enjoyed it, where it came from, why you kept it. You know, I have a chair in my bedroom that I had redone, had to have it rebuilt. And it was quite expensive to rebuild it. But it was worth every penny because that was a chair I can remember my grandmother sitting holding me and reading to me in that chair.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, even though it took a lot to fix that chair up, every time I look at that chair, I think of my grandmother Risley. And that, you know, she sat and read to me in that chair.
Very nice.
Now, to the bottom of that chair is that story that's attached.
Very nice.
That says this was Grandmother Risley's chair and it always sat by the fireplace in the living room in the Risley home on 4th Street. And that as I was growing up and becoming older, my grandparents were married 63 years.
Oh, wow.
And so her chair always sat further back in the living room, and my grandfather's recliner sat up closer toward the TV. And so my grandmother Risley loved to read and sew. So she sat a little farther back in the room because she sewed and read a lot, didn't watch as much TV as my grandfather did. But I remember when I was in college, going home for a visit, maybe getting in home 8 or 9 o'clock and dropping by my grandparent Risley's to say hello and I'm home for the weekend or something. And my grandfather Risley would have pulled her chair up by his recliner and they'd be sitting there holding hands watching TV.
Oh, great memories. Great memories.
Yeah. And that's all attached to this chair that will go to one of my sons at some point in time and hopefully to one of their children. And they'll have a story about their great-great-grandparents.
Very neat. Very,
yeah.
Very neat. That is awesome. So we've talked about a few things that we can do, very simple ways of just making a few changes and opening up your room. And you're right, this is a perfect opportunity. You know, it's not spring cleaning time, but it is Christmas cleanup time. And, you know, you're going to be pulling apart your house, putting things away. Like you mentioned, you probably need to be vacuuming, cleaning things up, knocking down the dust bunnies. So don't push your stuff away back into the same spots they've always been. Mix things up a little bit. Try a little bit different stuff and rearrange just a few things.
Yeah.
Leave a piece out or...
Put the TV in a different place and see how many people pay attention.
Yeah, true. I remember my mom. She was always really big about rearranging. And, oh, my dad, he'd get so mad. Why, Judy, why did you change this? Put it back. But, you know, he didn't like change. But my mom always liked that idea of rearranging the living room and putting things a little bit different. Same way with the bedroom. She, you know, every once in a while she'd mix things up and I remember, you know, him saying, I forgot where, you know, I forgot where I'm at. Where am I? How do I get out of this room? So it was pretty funny. But all right, well, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we've got more on changing around.
From the Washington Chrysler Center's WAOV News Desk, I'm Savannah France reporting. The Knox County Council spent over an hour yesterday discussing their part of an interlocal agreement for the Pantheon Business Theater. Both Vincennes City and Knox County officials are considering drawing up an agreement for joint use of the old Pantheon Theater at 5th and Main in downtown Vincennes. Knox County Council Attorney Drew Porter advised council members to suggest a 5-person Pantheon Business Theater Board of Directors to oversee the facility. Each of the three involved groups, the Knox County Council, the Knox County Commissioners, and the Vincennes City Council, along with the Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum, would each nominate one board member. The appointment of the fifth member is still under discussion. Council members discussed various methods of appointing the fifth member during their session yesterday. Also, council members considered naming an independent Pantheon board treasurer as a balance to spending from various fund sources. Council members ordered Porter to speak with the commissioner's attorney, Yvette Kirchhoff, and city attorney, Dave Rulligan, toward crafting the final interlocal agreement between the city of Vincennes and the Knox County Council. And that's a look at what's making news at this hour. I'm Savannah France reporting.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Gary Truitt with your closing market update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 1-800-708-CORN or online at seedconsultants.com. An extremely quiet day, very narrow ranges of trade in the corn, soybeans, and wheat. March corn finished the day unchanged at 349, May at 357, down a quarter, July at 365, down a half. Soybeans for January 947 finished 8¾ down, March at 955. Dropped 8¾ in May at 966, lost 8½. Wheat showing the best performance today. March wheat at 434¼, up 2. May wheat at 447¾, up 2½. Cattle futures for April down 85 points, 118.68. And April lean hogs finished today at 75.78, down 1. I'm Gary Truitt, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
From the 97.7 WAOV Sports Desk, I'm Savannah France reporting. The South Knox girls basketball team dropped a close 42-41 contest to host Wood Memorial last night. For the 8-10 Lady Spartans, Christy Williams had 6 points. Michaela Kochener had 6 points. And Chase Keller and Jarissa Page added 4 each. The Lady Spartans play again Saturday afternoon at home with Vincennes Lincoln. Elsewhere in girls' hoops, Bloomfield beat Washington 33-29. North Davies dropped Shackamack 45-19. Lagodi downed Pike Central 50-29. Jasper outlasted Gibson Southern in overtime with a 63-56 win. And Forest Park beat Corydon Central 45-36. That's a look at what's making sports at this hour. I'm Savannah France reporting.
Helping kids avoid underage drinking. Here's another community announcement from WAOV. In 2013, nearly a quarter of people aged 12 to 20 reported drinking alcohol. The consequences can be calamitous. The words and actions of one person can make a positive difference in the lives of others. Help prevent underage drinking by being involved in young people's lives. Talk, they listen. A word to help prevent underage drinking throughout the area.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with rain likely, highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain, lows in the lower 50s. Thursday, cloudy and breezy with rain likely, highs in the low 60s. Rain, snow, and freezing rain and sleet Friday, changing over to snow late in the afternoon, breezy, highs in the lower 30s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town, 97.7 FM, WAOV, at NewsDocsCounty.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and it's Wednesday and the 3 o'clock hour, so you know what that means. It's the cool kids. It's Greg Grizzly and myself here for the Ask the Designer Talk Show. We're here each Wednesday at 3 o'clock. We talk about lots of good stuff. Not just decorating or furniture or design or paint. We got all kinds of great stuff we talk about. And now we're sharing recipes, which is even greater because we all know I like to eat and that I can't cook. So what a better combination could you ask for? The 3 o'clock hour here on WAOV each week has lots of local programming. You want to tune in Tuesdays to hear Mark and Mark talk about local ongoing things. Wednesdays, it's Usk with Ask the Designer. Thursday is the Lawyers Show with Dave Rolligan and Jeff Cobb. And then on Fridays at 3, it's the Bow Wow Meow Hour with Laura Ariel from the Vincent's Animal Shelter. So lots of cool stuff that happens this week. But, you know, like I said, we're the cool kids here on Wednesday. So, Greg, we've been talking about rearranging your room. Now is a great time to do it since we're putting away Christmas. And what else should we keep in mind, or what else can we do to just kind of freshen it up? You know, it's winter, it's dreary, okay. It's cold. What else can we do without spending a lot of money?
Okay. Think about chair placement in this room. We've already changed the TV location. We've changed the chair location. So now we've got chairs we have to contend with, and we want to get a balance done in this room.
True.
Because if it's not balanced, it won't look good. So if you've got matching chairs, normally you want to keep matching chairs together.
Okay.
Normally, you want matching chairs on each side of a single end table.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people ask me if you can't use two different chairs on each side of a table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, but it's really not the way to do it. You really need matching chairs.
Okay.
If you're going to group it together with a center, you know, with a center table.
Right, right.
The way that you can get away with a couple of different chairs is, if you've got enough room to put a console or a sofa table between them,
okay,
to where they look like they're two separate areas rather than grouped around one small end table,
okay,
you can get away with it that way. The other thing is put them at opposite ends of the sofa if you can.
Okay.
Or put one by the TV, and I know what you're going to say is, well, if you put it by the TV, the people can't see the TV in that chair. Yes, that's true, but we don't always have to have every piece of furniture aimed at the TV.
true, because if they're going to be sitting there, it's likely you're not even going to have the television on. You're going to be focused in your group setting anyway.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Awesome.
Now, the next thing is cocktail table or ottoman or whatever you have in front of your sofa. That's almost the center point of your room, chair. And it a lot of times, you know, people, I like a round cocktail table because it kind of likes a campfire. Then you put your furniture around it, and you know, it makes you a natural conversation area.
Right, makes it easier to pull in.
Right. So even if you've got a rectangular cocktail table, you can still do the same thing.
Okay.
You know, build your furniture around that centerpiece table so that it looks like it belongs there.
Gotcha.
Now, for hints about how to change it up, make it different, okay? Change the picture. Number one, you move the sofa.
Right.
So you're going to have to change the way the pictures are in the room, you know. And this is, and people do this, and it can be done easily. You know, you usually have a little leftover paint, okay?
Right.
Now, if you're going to move a picture and you got a little small hole from where your nail was or your hanger was, you can always take a little bit of wall goop. Or wall dap stuff.
Right.
And put a little bitty bit of it in. And they make a real thin little trowel that you can do that with. You know, sometimes I just use my finger.
Okay.
Put a little dab on my finger and then just dab right over the hole and try to keep it as small as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy that little dap that's washable, you can take water and wash the extra residue around the hole off.
Okay.
And then, you know, a lot of times people think, well, if I get a paintbrush out, I'm going to have a spot of a different color because my paint's been there a long time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, true. All I've heard that before.
Ladies, go get in your cosmetic case and get you a Q-tip and put your Q-tip in that paint and do just a little dot of paint on that spot where that nail was.
Okay.
That's not going to show up like a brush stroke or a big blob of paint that you stick on the wall.
True.
So use that Q-tip to put just a little bit of color on it, you know, and usually you can get away with that little touch-up. It's all, that kind of thing's also a good idea for a touch-up on woodwork if you got a little chip.
Oh, yeah.
Get your Q-tip out again. Mm-hmm. Fill in the little spot that's maybe chipped and, you know, fill it in, and usually it'll disappear pretty good.
Very nice. Easy to do. So easy, I could probably do it.
Now that, then, you know, you can take that big picture that you have, that you had behind the sofa and put it on the long flat wall where you might have a long table or a couple of chairs or, you know. Of course, you don't want a lamp on that table between those two chairs if you got a big picture there.
Sure, sure.
So rearrange your pictures. That's an easy way to make your room seem differently. If you need to add some space to your room, think about buying a large mirror and putting it in an area that, you know, you, when you look at the room, you think, gosh, it'd be nice if there were a window there. Put a rectangular mirror there or an oval mirror there. That almost gives you an opening to the wall.
Yeah, that does.
Reflects the light, make it bigger.
Now, if you're hanging a mirror there like that, should you have, I don't know, something on either side or spray, a floral spray above? Or how should you accompany the mirror
the
like that?
Floral sprays above pictures or mirrors are kind of out.
Okay.
Really not doing that much anymore.
Of course.
And so, the you know, you want to leave the mirror basically plain.
Okay.
Then the also, if you want that an accent, if you need an accent there, wall planters are still good. So you can widen that area out with a wall planter on each side. Use a matching, of course.
Sure.
Then also, another thing you can do is to brighten your room. Put a different centerpiece on your cocktail table.
Okay.
Maybe you've had a tablescape there for Christmas. It's time to put something else. Pick up your accent color. Your accent color is a color that's across the color wheel from your primary color in your room.
Sure.
So if you've got a room that's browns and blacks and darker colors, you can use any bright colors, bright reds, oranges, you know, across your color wheel is going to be your bright primary colors. So you can go across the color wheel. If you're using lots of blues and grays, yellows, your big chalker accent color. If you're using tans and beiges and things, you can go into the blues. You can go into turquoise to a clear blue to a royal blue.
Okay.
Even a navy blue accent for those.
That's what I didn't ask, since that's what mine is, you know, that neutral.
You're neutral.
Yeah. So I needed a splash of something. So
you need a splash of a really pretty blue. Yours would be real pretty with navy or turquoise, because you're very neutral in your setting. So you can put a splash of color on your cocktail table that way. Then maybe add some Utah's pillows. You know, they're not very expensive. And
that's so
give
easy
you a little,
to do,
little
too.
Pop.
Yeah.
And, you know, like right now we've got several pillows. We've got a big selection of pillows that's on sale. So
I'll have to come check that out then.
You might have to. You might have to find a little accent, you know, for that. But, you know, pillows are a good change. The other thing, you know, look at your lamps. Are your lamps out of date? Are they 29 inches tall? That's out of date.
Okay.
33 to 36 is the current range height.
Okay.
So if you still got those 29-inch lamps that you bought 5 years ago, your room's looking a little small and a little dumpy because the taller lights are in now. And that's an easy change. Just take the 29-inch lights and put them in the bedroom on your nightstand.
Oh, there you go.
And then buy you something new for the living room. Because the 29-inch are fine for on a dresser or a chest of drawers or a nightstand.
Okay.
So move those lamps that are too short for the living room now in the bedroom. They're okay there for a while. So
there you go.
You know, you kind of revamp and remove and you move those lamps from the living to the bedroom, it gives your bedroom kind of a fresh update as well. You know?
Yeah.
And that big picture, if it doesn't fit in the living room now with your new arrangement, put it over your bed in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because those usually fit nicely above the headboard like that.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to take our last break. And we come back, we wrap this up, and we have some questions. And, of course,
our recipe.
Our recipe. So be sure and stay tuned.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9470. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9470. That's 800-992-9470.
Davis. There's a place where business is thriving, where each new opportunity is another chance to get to the next level. That place is Indiana. And now more than ever, the industries that drive our state need employees with the skills and knowledge to keep us moving forward. All you need is the drive to earn a certificate in the fastest-growing fields in our state. If you have a high school diploma or some college but no degree, we're ready to help you make it to the next level.
Hi, I'm Governor Eric Holcomb. As a state that works, Indiana's greatest resource is Hoosiers like you. Businesses across our state have immediate openings for good-paying jobs that are the backbone of our economy. All you need is the right training. And now, you can get your certificate, tuition-free, thanks to Indiana's Next Level Jobs Initiative that will cover 100% of your tuition costs. Learn more about Indiana's Workforce Ready Grant at nextleveljobs.org. You're ready to make a commitment. We're ready to make an investment.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
All right, we're back here live in the 97.7 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thanks so much for tuning in. We enjoy having you here each week at the 3 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. We have so much fun. We were just talking off air about how quickly this hour goes by. We talk about so much, and it just, it's in a bat of an eye, Greg, it's over.
That's right. That's right.
We are always looking for new ideas and topics to discuss. So if you would want to have a question answered or a topic discussed, let us know. You can reach us by going to newsknoxcounty.com, clicking on the Ask the Designer logo. If you'll go to the bottom of the page, you can submit your topic for discussion, your specific question, or an idea for us to research and discuss through there. You can call me here at the studio, 812-6060. Oh, hello, 812-882-6060, and ask for me, Cher Elliott. Or, Greg, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at Regal Furniture, 812-886-4444.
So we want to hear from you. Reach out and let us know. And, Greg, let's talk a little bit about the store. Where are you located?
102 North 4th Street.
There, 4th and Bussern, the heart of downtown Vincennes.
That's right. We got the big red awning around the front. I think everybody kind of knows where that is.
Yeah, definitely. And your hours there at the store?
9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're open evenings by appointment.
Very nice. And, we think we're out of the gift-giving season, but, you know, there's always sometimes an opportunity where we need a quick gift, or Valentine's Day is coming. Your gift gallery has so many options available there.
Well, thank you, Cher. We try to have it there. We do a free gift wrap. So, you know, you guys, if you have to come up with a gift, you can call. Tell us what you want to spend. We can give you some suggestions for that price range. It'll be wrapped and ready for you to pick up. or if you so desire, we will deliver to your office for you.
Very nice, very nice. They take care of you there, and a beautiful arrangement in the bereavement section as well. And I believe you said that you deliver free of charge to the local facilities. Is that correct? That's right,
to local funeral homes.
So, yeah, you know, if you're in need of one of those gifts, be sure and reach out to them. They have so many beautiful items and so many memory ideas that you don't want to miss that. But so our show this week, we've been talking about cleanup after the Christmas holidays and how we can freshen up and liven up our places by just simply remodeling or rearranging what we have and not really even needing to have to spend any money. But so many helpful tips. Any other information that is critical, you think, in rearranging like that?
I think we pretty well covered it. You know, the easiest thing to do, of course, call me for an in-home appointment, and I'll come out and look at your room and give you some suggestions. There's a small fee for that if you don't purchase. Otherwise, come into the store, look around, see our new things, and we had a couple in the other day, and they said, you don't see this nice of a store in Chicago. This is like being in Chicago and looking at a nice store there.
Oh, wow.
Because they liked our room arrangements and things. So
we
were all very complimented by that, because the girls and I worked very hard to try to keep the store looking good. And, you know, our delivery guys are very conscientious.
Yes.
They're nice, clean-cut young men.
Yes.
They do a great job. They're very nice in people's homes. You know, of course, this kind of weather, it's kind of hard to keep everything neat and tidy, and we do the best we can.
Sure.
And, you know, they try to get their feet good and cleaned off before they walk in somebody's house. And, you know, we really care about our customers.
That's
the key.
Yeah, I've heard that out in the community. People have mentioned hearing us on our show and how they like listening in, and how comfortable they feel shopping with you, and how great you are in making recommendations, and the no pressure they feel when they're in their shopping, and how great when the staff has delivered anything, how great they've been. So definitely, if you're in the market for looking for new furniture or want some new decorating ideas, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery is the place to go. And like Greg mentioned, he does this for a living in design and decorating. Use his opinion. I think some people may still have that misconception of hiring a designer is very costly. But like you mentioned, if you don't purchase from them, it is just a very small fee. So it is not unrealistic for any one of us to be using a designer and getting some suggestions. So Greg's a great guy. He has lots of great ideas, and I mean, you can tell by just walking in the store some of the many opportunities and beautiful pieces that they have there. So, all right, Greg, it's lunchtime or snack time. What's the recipe this week?
Okay, we just got done with the holidays and all this thick, heavy food and rich food and stuff. I'm going to give you my favorite go-to recipe for just a simple meal at home when you come in at night and you really don't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You take a thawed chicken breast, average size chicken breast, put it in heavy salt water for 15 minutes to 4 hours, not over 4 hours, because it will dehydrate the chicken breast.
Okay.
But, you know, my go-to time is 15 minutes, because I'm standing there thinking, okay, I need to eat, and I want to get done with this. I have other things to do. So you soak it for 15 minutes in, salt, in salt water. I use kosher salt when I fix salt water, because you get a better blend with it. You know, let it soak 15 minutes, take it out, dry it off, then melt you some butter, butter both sides of the chicken breast, and then you use 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of pepper, and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. Not garlic salt. Don't get that confused. Okay.
Big difference.
And
there.
Combine those teaspoons, and then sprinkle it on both sides of your chicken breast. Put it in an open baking dish.
Uh-huh.
Have your oven preheated to 400 degrees.
Okay.
And I said 400. And you bake it for 20 minutes. You have a really succulent, moist chicken breast that's totally done. Now, if your chicken breast is bigger, you may need to make that a little longer. And a lot of people say, well, how do you know when your chicken's done?
Right.
I pierce it with a fork, and if the broth runs clear, then your chicken's done.
Okay.
If it has color in it, it's not done yet. But an average-sized breast takes 20 minutes at 400 degrees. I used to always put chicken breasts in at 350 and bake them 45 minutes. They're always dry and lifeless and tasteless. Yeah. And, you know, and I found this recipe and tried it, and I thought, man, this is the way chicken ought to be. You know, it's really good. And a lot of times, you know, if you want to make it, say you're going to do something tomorrow night and you need another chicken breast, while I'm eating, I make the second chicken breast. And then go ahead, cut it up while it's hot because it's easy to cut.
Right.
Chop it up, and the next night it goes into a salad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, that's a great recipe because a lot of times by the time you get home, you're exhausted. You really don't want to cook a big meal, or you don't cook a meal because it's just you and you don't want to hassle with it. These are great. This is very great and simple because so many recipes, you know, you've got to do 4 or 5 chicken breasts and, you know, prepare it that way. But this is very nice. It's simple and easy for even just one person or two, you know.
My favorite thing with this, I throw a potato in the microwave and microwave bake it, you know, takes about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take some frozen broccoli out of the freezer and throw it into a little pan with a couple of tablespoons of water in it, steam it up. And it's all ready to go in 20 minutes.
Wow.
You know, I've got me a nice little meal, and it's relatively fat-free. You know, you've got some carbs and potato, but your chicken is relatively fat-free.
Sure.
You know, and depending on, you know, I like broccoli with lemon juice on it.
Okay.
So I forego the butter and do the lemon juice because, like everybody else, I'm trying to take a few pounds off after the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Aren't we all? Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. What is that little thing I saw on Facebook? Oh, yeah. I'm going to lose 10 pounds this year. Only 15 more to go. So that's the story of my life. You know, I lose a few and then I gain a little bit more back. So it's always a constant battle. But all right, Greg. Well, we're nearing the end of the show. We do have time for a question or two, and we have some.
Okay.
So, all right. Question, is there a rule on how many items you should have on a coffee table?
No rule, but the only rule that I know of about items on a coffee table, always use an odd number. We've talked about this before.
Right.
But, you know, use 3, 5, 7, you know, depending on what you want on your table. And, you know, of course, I really like a tabletop that's a little more simple.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably lean towards 3 rather than 7, you know.
Right.
5's okay, but I'll probably lean toward 3.
Gotcha. Oh, here's a good one. Very, very appropriate for so many, especially with all the different industries that we have that work night shift. It says, my husband is on night shift and sleeps during the day. I have tried shades, but they still allow some light to come in. Is there a real sun-blocking shade available?
Yes, there's several different ones available. There's a pleated shade that's a total blockout, has an aluminum lining in it, so no light will penetrate it.
Uh-huh.
Then there's some roller shades that are room darkening as well, and a roller shade that has, you know, the clutch cord at the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your traditional window shade pull down, then it flips up and around the top. And then also there is drapery made that you can draw, that has a blackout lining that totally turns the room dark, you know, dark enough that you could even, you know, do slide projection in that room. So,
oh, wow. Wow.
A lot of people aren't aware that drapery comes with that heavy a lining.
No, really. And, you know, like we talked about, there's a lot of industries that have people working nights. So definitely good to know. And there at Regal Furniture, you've got a large selection available for people to see. Come in and see. You can have them specially made.
They're made to order because there's no such thing as an average window.
True. Very, very true. All right. Well, it's that time, and we're going to wrap up here. We thank you all for tuning in to our show again today. We are back here next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Reach out. Let us know what you want to hear about. 812-882-6060. Thanks so much, and have a great week.